Greetings, everybody! Welcome to another episode of the Musical Connections Podcast. It is the show where you will discover more about the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. So, if you're listening out there, join me now as we explore what makes the music scene of Newfoundland and Labrador so special. And be a part of my mission as we help grow our Newfoundland and Labrador music industry one song at a time. If you're listening to this podcast, make sure to leave a like and subscribe to the podcast to make sure you don't miss an episode. Leave a review while you're here as well, and let me know what you think of the episode and of the show. It'll help spread the word about this show a lot. As always, I am your host, Zach Snow. For those who are just joining me, welcome aboard. We got a great episode lined up for you this week, and we are heading out to Alberta to talk with our special guest, country singer-songwriter Greg Bolger. He put out a compilation album called The Singles about a week or two ago, and it is a compilation of all of his singles they released on country radio from 2013 up until now. We talk about that album, plus we go deep into Greg's career, from his influences to admiring local legends like Damien Follett and Des Gambin, among others. We also talk about why he moved to Alberta and his overall thoughts on the music scene in country, at least, in Newfoundland and Labrador. And we also talk about why he decided to put all of his singles in one place. We'll get to that interview right after we get through the newfound releases of the week, and these songs came out between January 5th to the 11th. We kick it off with a brand new album from Cron Lennon and Mac 11. It is called Boondock Saints, and from that new album, here is the first newfound release of the week. This is All My Lovin'. On the track. Trying to tell me that it ain't really nothing when I
look in your eyes, I know it has to be something.
No, I ain't perfect, at least you know I ain't bluffing. Cause you
make it worth it, give you all of my loving.
Quit trying to tell me that it ain't really nothing when I look in your eyes, I know it has to be something. No, I ain't perfect, at least you know I ain't bluffing. Cause you make it worth it, give you all of my loving. All of my love and swear my dog days are done. I've been way down in the dungeon where it's dark with no sun. I'ma give you every part of me, I need you like lungs. I think it's time I start to see this where I belong, yeah. No moving on, plateau the viewer could never be better. I'm at home with you in your baggy and sweater. I'm acting a fool, but it's true, I'm your fella. No happier dude that could do this forever. Sometimes all we need to be alone. Tell our friends it's called and leave it at the tone. Easy coming with it, then it's easy go. She the one that does it, all you need to know. Quit trying to tell me that it ain't really nothing when I
look in your eyes, I know it has to be something.
No, I ain't perfect, least you know I ain't bluffing. Cause you
make it worth it, give you all of my love, yeah.
Quit trying to tell me that it ain't really nothing when I look in your eyes, I know it has to be something. No, I ain't perfect, least you know I ain't bluffing. Cause you make it worth it, give you all of my love,
yeah. I like it as Guardian, we out here party in the cosmos. Energy harness to Bobby side of me. On the couch like a talk show, here's no photos. I live life for the mama, you Joe Blow. I say you wanna kick it like Dojo, so I twist up a licky hot my phone and do some wrong.
So call me back, I might be tapped. So best hit up the bad phone. Give you that when you take that shit on my lap, play trombone. She got all that them thighs, that ass, them snacks on snacks, that combo. Got me love drunk, she beat her back. That buzzy stat like pronto.
Quit trying to tell me that it ain't really nothing when I
look in your eyes, I know it has to be something.
No, I ain't perfect, at least you know I ain't bluffing. Cause you
make it worth it, give you all of my loving.
Quit trying to tell me that it ain't really nothing when I look in your eyes, I know it has to be something. No, I ain't perfect, at least you know I ain't bluffing. Cause you make it worth it, give you all of my loving. Quit trying to tell me that it ain't really nothing when I look in your eyes, I know it has to be something. No, I ain't perfect, at least you know I ain't loving. Cause you make it worth it, give you all of my loving. And that was Cron Lennon and Mac 11 on Newfound Releases with All My Loving. We have one more newfound release to take care of this week. It is a slow week, but things will definitely pick up as the weeks go on and as 2025 rolls along. Wild Step is next. Of course, the Labrador-based band are putting out a new album later this year. Here is the next single from that record. This is Hunter's Kiss Part 2 on Newfound Releases.
We'll be right back.
that wraps up Newfound Releases for another week, and we're going to have some more great Newfound Releases as the weeks roll on, as new albums drop, as new singles drop. It is going to be a great year for this segment. If you want to be included in this segment, you can go to my link tree and discover the Newfound Releases guide. It's in the Musical Connection Resources tab of my link tree. The Newfound Releases guide will tell you everything that you need to know about this segment, and if you got any further questions, email musicalconnectionsnl@gmail.com for more info. It is now time to get into the Musical Connections podcast itself and get to our special guest. We connect with singer-songwriter out in Alberta, but originally from Torbay, Greg Bolger. We talk to him all about his album, The Singles, which is a compilation of all the singles he put out to country radio from 2013 to 2025. We also go over his career in a nutshell, from his influences to growing up around the Bay, to admiring local legends like Damien Follett, who has been a guest on this podcast before, and why he decided to put out a compilation album right now. All this and more coming up today here on the Musical Connections podcast. So let's connect with country singer-songwriter as we go to Alberta to talk with Greg Bolger. Greetings, everyone. Welcome back to the Musical Connections podcast. And joining me right now from Alberta, he is a singer-songwriter originally from Torbay and has put out country singles on country radio here in the province for over a decade. And he has finally compiled all those singles he released over those past 12 years into a full album called The Singles. And joining me for the first time on Musical Connections is the one and the only Greg Bolger. Greg, welcome to Musical Connections, my friend.
Jack, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Hope things are going well back home.
Oh, things are definitely going back here, I should say, here in St. John's. And congratulations on the release of this, the singles. It's actually a compilation of all the singles you've released from 2013 up until now.
That's right. Yeah, I released an album, I guess, it was 2013. And after that, I kind of went on and did, you know, a song or two each year type of thing. But I'd never compiled them all into one release. So this early this year, I guess we're still into the beginning part of January here, or late last year, I thought, you know what, I should take all those songs and put them in one place where people can get them all, you know, at the same time and listen to them kind of back to back.
Absolutely. And we have heard, that's how I've heard about you through local radio here, through New Country and VOCM. And that's really how I've heard about you in the first place. Now, for those who may not know a bit about Greg Bolger, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, yeah, as you mentioned, I'm originally from Torbay, and, you know, grew up in Torbay. And we moved, myself, my wife, and two kids, we moved to Alberta back in 2012. But before that time, I had almost 10 years, I guess, playing around the island. I was a regular entertainer at Greensleeves with, you know, Dave Weiss those guys, you know, played Trapper John's, all the George Street circuits, and right across the island, you know, places in Gander Legends, you know, Kelly's Pub in Grand Falls. And did some shows up in Labrador as well back in those days. But yeah, 2012, opportunity came up for some work in Alberta. And we made the move, and things have been pretty good ever since.
So yeah, I was actually going to ask that next. Why move to Alberta? But you got work up there. So what job did you get up in Alberta?
So my background, I guess, I'm a structural designer. Music these days, of course, is a little bit of a side gig. I still play, you know, a couple of shows a month at least. Not quite as much as Newfoundland. I think in Newfoundland I was doing maybe four nights a week, and working full time as well. So it was crazy busy back there. But these days, of course, getting a little older and whatnot, you know, I'm slowing down, try to focus more on writing and recording. But still, of course, get out and do those live shows. An opportunity came up in the oil and gas industry, and decided to make the move and move out west, like a lot of Newfoundlanders did back in those days.
Yeah, especially after the Cod Moratorium of 1992, where about 30,000 to 40,000 Newfoundlanders and Labradorians did move west for better opportunities. And that's one thing I think we have in common with Alberta. We're very dependent on oil and gas. But it really goes to show, like, there's a lot of great Newfoundland and Labrador people up there that are really making livings right now, knowing the fact that, like, you can consider, like, Alberta like a little mini Newfoundland and Labrador hub there when you consider places like Fort McMurray, for example.
For sure, yeah. There's a lot of different people, of course, have moved, and you run into people everywhere. I run into people when I'm out at shows all the time that they come up and, you know, they'll... Are you from Newfoundland? I kind of hear when you're talking, you know, you sound like you're from Newfoundland. Oddly enough, I guess I don't, you hear it every now and then, but I don't really sing too much with a Newfoundland accent. But of course, when I'm entertaining and talking between songs, you can definitely hear it. I still have a little bit of that there for sure.
Absolutely.
Some people would say a lot, which is okay too.
Yeah, I'm from St. John's, born and bred, but I'm definitely the townie type, but I also have a love for the Bay. My father is originally from North River. My mom's was raised in Seal Cove, but okay. I'm as townie can get.
That's right. Yeah, I spent a lot of time out in the Bay Roberts area.
Growing up.
My mom was from out in that area, so yeah, a lot of influence. I think a lot of the country sort of influence, that's where that sort of comes from. Growing up in Tor Bay, I didn't hear a whole lot about country. It was more, you know, pop and rock and whatnot. But out in that area, it was a huge, huge country following. So,
oh yeah, absolutely, and especially with names out there like Lloyd Snow, who passed away about a year or so ago. Country is really a big thing out around the Bay.
Right, for sure.
Now, I want to go back to how this all started for you. You said music was a side hobby for you. So tell me a little bit about how you got into music in the first place.
Yeah, well, no one in my immediate family. Of course, there's myself and my brother and mom and dad. But no one in my immediate family really had a big, interest in music, played any instruments or anything that way. But on my mom's side, again, out around the Bay Roberts area, my uncles, my cousins, everyone sort of play guitar and, you know, different type of stuff, some old country stuff, some rock and whatnot. But I think that's where a lot of it started for me, watching those guys, you know, play. My uncle, Gerald, he was from Shearstown and used to wear the cowboy hat all the time and looked very much like Kenny Rogers, but a fantastic singer in his own right. And, I watched him play guitar and kind of where he was positioning his fingers. And I didn't really know what the chords were, but, when he'd lay down the guitar, of course, I'd try to pick it up and try to mimic what he did back in the day, you know?
That's wonderful. Now, you said some of your influences range in, like, the rock and pop genres and country as well. Tell me a bit about some of those influences that you've listened to growing up pursuing music.
Yeah, of course, growing up, I mean, it was a big part of it for me. Oh, my goodness, lots of influences. Back when I first started playing, and it's still kind of what I do now, it was the local guys, you know, Paul Lamb, Barry Canning, Corey Tefford. I was a huge fan of Signal Hill and what they did back in the day. And even the band that I played with in Newfoundland, a band called Fuse, it was myself and Brad Saunders and Chris Marshall. And before that, Adam Burke. And, of course, we had different drummers over the years, James Penny and Brad Hollis. But a lot of what we did was, again, those sort of cover songs with harmonies, everything from the Doobie Brothers to Van Morrison, to even to some new country stuff back in that time would have been like Keith Urban and those type of tunes. You know, so I always call them sort of sing-along crowd pleaser songs, you know. Anything that got people up dancing is what I was interested in, for sure.
That's wonderful, man. I did not know you were part of a band back in the day. So let's go to that now. What do you remember most from those days when you were in Fuse?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we were busy. We played a lot. I think my last year in Newfoundland was 2011. And if I remember correctly, I think we did about 152 shows or something like that. between the band and what I did solo and what I did do with the Chris and Brad as duo type of work. But yeah, we were busy. But even now, we still play. If I get a chance to get home, call up on those guys, and we go back to it just like it was, you know, when I left 12 or 13 years ago. It was home last summer, and we played in Grand Falls at a new place out there called The Terrace. And it was a great weekend, just so much fun. I think a couple of years before that, we did a night at Brody Malloy's. Nancy was kind enough to kind of fit us in down there. But, yeah, we try to do that at least once or, you know, twice every couple of years if we can. But what I remember about it, I guess remembering just great times and great friends. We're still great buddies today, which is sometimes a bit rare to find when you're dealing with band dynamics and different interests and whatnot.
Yeah, and that's a conversation I've had with many people on this podcast who have been in bands and have broken up ever since, but still maintain that bond once the days of the band are over and through. One of the good examples for me is Rocket Rocket Ship. It's a pop band that was really big in the early to mid 2010s, and consisted of Dave Shears, Matt Dines, Kenny Purchase, Tyrone McNeil, and Paul Brake. They're not all working together in the band anymore, but they're still working together through other projects, especially through Hurricane Music, which Dave and Matt both run. And then Paul Brake's got a heavy metal group called Order of the Precious Blood. And then you got Kenny Purchase working on graphics. Tyrone has a country project himself called Texas Red. But it still goes to show that, like, no matter what happens after you guys, go your separate ways in the band, like, you can still be friends to this day. Especially, in a dynamic where, like, especially in the music industry where it's really so cutthroat.
Yeah. And rooting for each other as well. I mean, I know Brad, my buddy Brad back there, he's still playing in a number of bands out in Central. And of course, yeah, he'll share a post and I'll share it, try to get people to go out and see those guys. They're a great band. Band called Freezer Crowd. Just so, so good. And just all great people. So. Yeah, as well as all about supporting each other, you know?
Absolutely, and if you don't support each other, then really the music goes nowhere.
That's right.
Now, you've been in Alberta since 2012, working in the oil and gas sector, and you've been playing music and been releasing singles over the course of that time. Throughout the course of your career, though, you got to work with country music legend George Canyon. He produced, I believe, your 2013 record, or maybe your 2017 record, if I'm wrong here in saying that, but you did work with George Canyon back in the early to mid 2010s. So he is a legend there out west where, like, you know, country music in Alberta it's a hotbed for country music and it's really the home of it there. So what was it like working with George Canyon?
It was pretty cool. So how that kind of came together, so the album was recorded actually by Clint Curtis, of course, which I'm sure is no stranger to your podcast. And
oh yeah, he's been a guest on the show before too.
Yeah, so I was actually—I believe Clint would probably tell you as well. I think I was his first client back in 2012 or 2013. We did a single together, and then moved on and recorded, you know, my self-titled debut album. But from there, I was looking for kind of a place to record some vocals up here in Calgary. And I just had reached out to, I did a search for studios in around the Calgary area. And I reached out to, I forget the name of the studio that George had back in the day. I don't remember the name of it, but at the time it was, you know, website online or whatnot. And I had found it and kind of reached out, but I didn't really know that it was George that I was reaching out to. I just thought it was a studio and, you know, whatnot. But, you know, I get an email back a few minutes later, you know, are you available for a quick call? And of course it was George on the other line. So
wow,
it was a fantastic, just a great guy, a fantastic opportunity to work with him on it was a single that we did. And the song was actually, it was a song that I didn't write. It was a song called A Little Crazy that we got from Olay. I think it was Olay Music back in the day. But it was written by Jordan Davis, who is, of course, a huge country star right now. But back at that time, he was working in Nashville in the Nashville writing circuit, writing songs and trying to get them heard and recorded. So that's where that one came from. And yeah, we released that back at, I think, 2013 or 2014 or something like that. But really cool to work with him. From that, of course, got to meet some great people. Mike Little, of course, who was with the Hello Darlings. Chad Milcher is a fantastic drummer who used to play with Gord Benford and a bunch of different artists. These guys have recorded on so many country recordings in Canada. And Chris Byrne, of course, the bass player who plays with the Roadhammers.
Wow.
But these guys are not only doing their own sort of projects, they're in the studio every day recording for other artists. And great people to work with.
So how would you describe the country music scene up in Alberta right now?
Still fairly strong. I would think it's we have a pub, not a pub, it's a big sort of facility called Ranchman's up here, which of course have live music every weekend. Sort of bands that are on the cusp of kind of making it big. From time to time, you do get some bigger name country artists kind of come through there as well. And of course, down at the Saddle Dome where the Calgary Flames play, we have artists come through all the time, major country acts. But to be honest, these days, I currently work in Vancouver and travel back and forth between Calgary and Vancouver. So when I'm home, if I'm playing, I'm kind of out working myself. I don't get out near enough to see other artists as much as I'd like to. It's a little tough with schedule and whatnot, but there's still a whole lot of venues up here, a whole lot of people that are out there playing live music.
Oh, absolutely. And you're one of the few Newfoundlanders and Labradorians that have gone on to Alberta to pursue music up there. Well, not really pursue music, but like you went up there for work, but you've had music on the side. There are a couple of other artists that I've played on my newfound releases segment of the Musical Connections podcast. You were a future artist yourself as well back in the day. So Michelle is another one who's, I think, is originally from, Musgrave Harbor, she's originally from. And then Dorina Harvey and her band, which Dorina is originally from Wabush. And I believe you and I were talking off the air here that Jason Greeley was living up in Edmonton for a while, but I think he's since moved back.
Possibly. I think I had seen something about him moving back. I don't know if that happened or not, if he's up here or if he's still back home. But again, a guy who kind of moved to Alberta and did some great things in music. Another great, great artist and a great guy himself. Good to see him doing well as well.
Yeah, and a former Canadian Idol contestant too, himself and like Rex Gowdy. And well, it wasn't really, I don't think it was really contestant, but Justin Fancy auditioned for Canadian Idol once upon a time, and he's making some noise in the country music scene right now.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of great artists, of course, have come from Newfoundland, and it's nice to see, on a national and an international stage kind of, everyone kind of doing well, which is good.
For sure. Who has been your favorite person that you've been able to meet throughout the course of your country music career?
Oh my goodness! Again, I kind of go back. I go back to the local guys, the guys who didn't have to help you when you were trying to come up through, but did. Damien Follett is one of those guys who I was recording back in the day when I lived in Newfoundland, and called him up and said, Damien, would you mind coming in to do some backup vocals? Barry Canning was another guy who did that for me. And didn't want anything in return. I mean, it's just so good people, willing to kind of help out back in the day, cause they had all been there themselves. Right. When it comes to kind of, guys like that, I mean, I can't thank them enough. They're so helpful and trying to get your music out there as well,
Oh, absolutely. Damien Follett is one of the best musicians I think we've ever produced. He had like some big hits back in the day too with No Second Chances, One of These Days. I think we all remember his song No Place Like Home, which he released back in 2010. And he recently did a cover or a re-recording of the song, which included a verse about the Big Land Labrador about a year or two ago. And Damien's a legend, man. He's one of the greatest singer-songwriters we've got here. And, a former guest of this show as well.
And a genuine guy. And there's, yeah, he is what he is. He, you know, will do anything for you to try to help you get ahead and cheer you on. Yep.
Absolutely. Now, your album, well, it's not really like an album or say, but it's just like a compilation of the singles. So you call it the singles, which you put out recently. You got CDs put out. You have it on streaming services. So why make this now?
Well, right now, I had done the original album back in 2013. And since then, I've been consistently putting out, singles, one or two a year. So I've kind of gone back through those and picked some of my favorites and decided to put it all on one, one release. Here it is here. It's, the singles. And I'm, quite happy with all of these songs that are on here. Most of them were produced by Clint Curtis. I did have one on there that's produced by John Marlin down in Texas. And John was a guitar player for Granger Smith back a number of years ago. If you're familiar with Granger, Granger had some great tunes as well, well-known artist. And John was a phenomenal guitar player, phenomenal guy to kind of help me out and to put one of those songs out. And Kevin Stockley worked on a couple of those as well. He's down in Ohio, I believe, with some mixing and whatnot. But yeah, no, I just wanted to kind of put them all in one place. I'm not as young as I used to be, of course. as you get older, you start thinking about things. And I say, you know what? It's nice to put all these in one place, if nothing else, so that my family have them in years to come and look back and say, yeah, there it is.
Yeah, wonderful. Now, of course, most of those songs you worked on with Clint Curtis. What's it like working with someone as talented as Clint?
Unbelievable. If there's one word to describe it, unbelievable. And we worked this way again since 2013. I think I met Clint years and years ago, maybe one time in person, but beyond that, everything has been done over distance. Long before, people were working through distance in COVID, we did it over distance, long before that. And the experience is fantastic. One of the best anywhere, not just Canada, and Newfoundland, really, really is one of the best anywhere in the world. And of course, If you hear the stuff that he's done now with Justin and the other artists that he's working with, it stands up on a world stage. No problem at all. It's some of the best that's coming out for sure.
Yeah, and some of those names too, of course, Lorna Lovell out on the West Coast. You have Jason Benoit, who's, I think, up there with Justin Fancy when it comes to the country music that he's been putting out, like the Deadwood, especially last year, which he released and produced by himself. But I also have some help from Clint Curtis there. Like Jason Benoit is really one of the best country artists we have here right now. We also got Mallory Johnson. Although he has those two haven't really worked together. Mallory's another big name, of course, in country music that's really killing it right now. So I want to ask your thoughts about the current country music scene from Newfoundland and Labrador, even though we haven't lived here for 13 years. You're seeing all these names, which are also like some of your close friends, really making some noise in the country music scene right now. So what are your overall thoughts on the country music scene here?
Yeah, very good. Again, if you look at the tunes that that Justin's writing and Mallory, I don't know Mallory too well, of course, kind of friends on Facebook just through kind of the music industry type of thing. But again, her songwriting is top notch. I mean, the songs she's releasing are as good as anything out there. And for Mallory, I think it's just a matter of time before big things are happening now, but I think big things happen, just one of the best out there, to be honest. Yeah. And she's in the right place. Newfoundland geographically, of course, is a little out of the way, but if you have the opportunity, of course, to get down in Nashville and surround yourself by some of these writers and other artists, it don't take long to see that these people are fitting in with that talent without any effort at all. I mean, they're, you know, just very, very well placed to fit in down there.
For sure. I want to mention Clint one more time. He definitely is one of the best producers Newfoundland and Labrador has right now. And when you're getting a stamp of approval from a multi-time Grammy Award winner in Greg Wells, you're doing something right.
I think so, yeah. I mean, there's not enough good things to say, to be honest. Again, I'll stand by my comment. Unbelievable.
Absolutely. And Clint, that one's for you, my friend. Now, of course, you got this album, The Singles, which is a compilation of all the singles you released from 2013 up till now. What else is next for you, Greg, when it comes to, say, new music? Are you going to do like a little small tour of this? Are you going to come back to the province for a show or two?
Well, there's been talk about, again, a show hopefully in Newfoundland this summer. Has been floated out there. I haven't worked out any details on it yet. I'm still trying to figure out some scheduling stuff. But good chance that might happen. If it does, I'll try to do a show kind of around Central as well, possibly one in on the East Coast, on the Avalon as well. As for new music, I'm constantly kind of coming up with ideas and different things. But the way I kind of work, I don't like to go in and record until I have something that I'm super happy with. So, when that happens. And hopefully here pretty soon, I'll be reaching out to Clint or whoever's available kind of at that time. Hopefully Clint's available and we'll get going on some new stuff. I'm constantly writing and trying to come up with great catchy ideas that are radio friendly and that people like, and that, Mickey T and Greg Smith will have no problem accepting into their catalog back home, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And also fellow media personalities too. And I'll feature your songs as well here on the podcast through the Newfound Releases segment of the show. So
guys have been fantastic. Thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Now, I want to get to one of those songs right after this conversation here on the Musical Connections podcast. But for people who want to find out more about Greg Bolger, what he's got coming up music-wise and tour-wise, what do you got when it comes to like social media or a website?
Yeah, so it's gregbolger.com, and that's Greg with two G's at the end, G-R-E-G-G, B-O-L-G-E-R.com. On there, I keep that up to date with all of the shows that I'm playing up around here in Alberta and B.C. And of course, if anything for Newfoundland comes up, I'll be adding that there as well. And social media, it's just, again, the same name, just at Greg Bolger, at Greg Bolger Music. And Instagram and whatnot as well. And of course, the CD is available for purchase on the website. If you head on over there, there's a shop on there where you can purchase it. And I've included shipping with that anywhere in North America. So I think for $20 or something like that, it'll get shipped out and hopefully get to you within a couple of days.
Absolutely. Support your local artists, even though they're halfway across the country.
That's right. I appreciate it. There's no doubt about it. And I've had a lot of support from everybody. I truly appreciate it. So good.
Well, Greg, thank you so much for joining me on the Musical Connections podcast, and thank you for coming on. This won't be your last time. I can guarantee you that much. Thanks again for doing this, buddy.
Zach, thanks for having me, buddy. I appreciate it.
That was Greg Bolger, who was my guest this week on the Musical Connections podcast. You can head over to gregbolger.com to find out everything you need to know about Greg, which includes new music, his social links, and more. And right now, here is the song that is featured on the singles. This is It Ain't Come to That, right here on the Musical Connections podcast.
I've never been a drinker, and I ain't into drugs. I've never had the want or need to feel that kind of numb. But those songs about drinking to forget are starting to make sense. ever since you left. No, I ain't ever felt the pain like this before. Sitting here and hoping you'll come through that door with a bottle of whiskey I ain't cracked, 'cause it ain't come to that. Well, I ain't afraid of living. No, that's the easy part. And time can be your best friend, but it can break your heart. And going through this life without you here, no, I don't know how to start. I'm alone and in the dark. I ain't ever felt the pain like this before. Sitting here and wishing you'd come through that door with a bottle of whiskey I ain't cracked, 'cause it ain't come. Poor, keep waiting for your car lights to shine through the window. I wanna give in and drown the pain, but it ain't come to that. If I could see you one more time, it would heal this heart of mine. I ain't ever felt the pain like this before. Sitting here believing you'll walk through that door. Staring at this bottle I ain't cracked, 'cause it ain't come to that. I pick a glass up off the table like the night before. Just to be sure, I wanna give in and drown the pain, but it ain't come to that. No, it ain't come to that. No, it ain't come to that.
That wraps up this week's episode of the podcast. A big thank you to Greg Bolger for joining me as my guest, and to all the musicians who contributed their songs for Newfound releases. And if you want to keep up to date with this podcast, there are so many ways you can do so. You can follow me on Facebook at Zach Snow, Instagram is Zach Snow NL, and if you want to get full-length video versions of my interviews on the podcast, subscribe to the Musical Connections NL YouTube channel. And help me, please. I'm trying to get to 1,000 subscribers. It'll be one step closer to monetization and help support independent media from Newfoundland and Labrador. And new episodes drop every Tuesday wherever you get your podcast. If you want to listen to all the episodes, they are all on my website. Just head over to waterfrontmedianl.ca/musical-connections-podcast. And that wraps up episode 107 of the Musical Connections podcast. Thank you so much for connecting with me once again this week. I've been your host, Zach Snow. Join me same time next week, where once more, we will highlight the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. Stay safe, be kind to one another, and until next time, safe home.